kindness, not acts of aggression. I stand at attention, ready to answer a barrage of questions, and yet I wait there, calm, cool, collected, get spit on and tantalized until my presence is protected. Regardless of the revolution, this ball will lose tether. Is it still America if the people expect it better? Is my cadence misplaced? Not until the target on the back of our book is erased. Not until the words Allahu Akbar are seen as a prejudice of faith. Or the decadence of faith, the hypocrisy of faith. The culmination of good deeds that we left in our wake. The prayers muttered under our breath until adversity decays and takes action every day in the roles that we play. This narrative of a Muslim is a catalyst for change. Our story is far from plain. It reaches the ears of social aggressors and begins to oxidize the stains, cleansing the pain. Yet it's under persecution that the pressure begins to move people in mysterious ways. And yet we wait here, calm, cool, collected, get spit on and tantalized until our presence is protected. Regardless of the revolution, this ball will lose tether. Is it still America if the people expect it better? So we strive as role models, strive to avoid the bottle. So actions that contradict morals don't give rise to a huge debacle. Human egos should be toppled so we can see eye to eye, iris to iris, and clear up any fog as to why we condemn ISIS. I don't seek to be a tyrant. I seek to eradicate this world of a prejudicial virus. So while we wait for inquiry, we must come to terms that curiosity is a two-way street. So I say, kill them with kindness, not acts of aggression. I stand at attention, ready to answer and ask a barrage of questions. Kill them with kindness, not acts of aggression, because violence is not the only thing that catches attention. Kill them with kindness.
For racial justice. How's everybody doing?
Surge! Surge!